Greetings. Today I'm in Angola, Africa. I've been here since Friday morning and God is already doing great things. We had a full day of training and ministry on Saturday. Our theme is ministering from the tree of life. We're no longer bound to the meaningless destiny of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, but we are part of the perpetuity of the tree of life for the nations of the world. Yesterday was a great day with a radio broadcast and ministry in a couple of places that were filled with hungry, willing, and teachable disciples of Christ. God is alive in the nations of men. Let your glory rise, Lord. We were not only born to be loved by God, we were also born to live our lives as an influencing testimony of God's grace and the power of His love working through us to the world around us. We were born to find our true identity, testimony, and purpose in Christ. When Joshua was about to enter into the promised land, he encountered the commander of the army of the Lord. He encountered a manifestation of Christ in the flesh. Like Joshua, we must know that life is not about us, nor is it about our enemies. Life is about Christ. He is the beginning and fulfillment of all things. Our lives are meant to be lived for the glory of God. God's glory is not for us. It is His glory revealed in and through our lives for His great name. Joshua 5:13-15. And it came to pass when Joshua was by Jericho that he lifted his eyes and looked, and behold, a man stood opposite him with his sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went to him and said to him, "Are you for us or for our adversaries?" And he said, "No. But as commander of the army of the Lord, I have now come." And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and worshipped, and said to him, "What does my Lord say to his servant?" Then the commander of the Lord's army said to Joshua, "Take your sandal off your foot, for the place where you stand is holy." And Joshua did so. The harvest of our lives is to be the full testimony of the summing up of our lives for the glory of our Father in heaven. Our lives are not on a path to demise, but a path leading to the glory of God in all things. Matthew 13:39, the harvest is the end of the age. Age, or aeon, in age, perpetuity. The destiny of every age, the destiny of every generation, the destiny of every person, and the destiny of every creation of God is harvest. The end of the age is not the end of the world. In its foundation is the end of the age of law and conscience because of the increasing glory of the working power of God's grace and truth at work in the lives of men. It is also the end of the age of our lives. It is the end of every age. The end of every age is to be the harvest of that age. That harvest is for the glory of God, not the glory of man. We are for Him. He is not for us. We are to be His likeness and image. He is not to be conformed to us. He became one of us as Jesus Christ in the flesh so that we could discover who we are for the glory of God in all things. Ephesians 2:4-7, "But God, who is rich in mercy, because of His great love with which He loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come He might show the exceeding riches of His grace in His kindness toward us in Christ Jesus." Ephesians 3:20-21, "Now to Him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power that works in us, to Him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen." We must be determined to live in and for the purpose of harvest. To have determination is to possess a great firmness in carrying out a purpose. We must be fixed in our purpose. Without a focus of moving forward, we will be stuck in the past or bound to some present reality. We must press on towards the prize that is in front of us. That prize is the increasing influence and fruit of heaven's grace in heaven and upon the earth. Determination includes strategy, measures, and the counting of the cost. God bless us with the grace to move forward in the increasing testimony of your harvest for your glory. Blessings, Ted J. Hansen.